Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Government holds all-party meeting at Parliament in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Pakistan violates ceasefire again along the line of control. Indian forces respond proportionately. Six pilgrims killed in a helicopter crash in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand this morning. IMD predicts light to moderate rain over east, west, central and northeast regions during next 5 days. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to face Delhi Capitals in Dharamshala this evening. Leaders of all political parties today hailed the valour of the Indian Armed Forces for their retaliatory action against terrorism and extended their support in one voice during an all-party meeting on Operation Sindoor. The meeting, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at Parliament House in New Delhi, was attended by leaders from over a dozen parties. During the meeting, Mr. Singh briefed them about the operation where India struck 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju termed the meeting as constructive and each leader expressed their views with responsibility and maturity, recognizing the major challenge the country is currently facing. He added that across party lines, political leaders said that there is no place for politics in such critical times.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का कार्रवाई क्योंकि ये ऑनगोइंग ऑपरेशन है इसलिए अलग से ऑफिशियल ब्रीफिंग नहीं है मुख्यमंत्री जी की ओर से सरकार की ओर से पूरा पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स को ब्रीफिंग हुआ है और मैं सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज के नेताओं को धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूं
कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे सेड ड्यूरिंग द मीटिंग दे एक्सटेंडेड देयर फुल सपोर्ट टू द गवर्नमेंट
हम सभी जितने भी पार्टी के लोग थे सभी ने ये बताया इस संकट के घड़ी में हम सब आपके साथ हैं और आप जो काम कर रहे हैं करते रहिए और देश के हित में हम आपके साथ रहेंगे
Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, also echoed a similar view. AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi also complimented the armed forces and the government for conducting Operation Sindoor. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Samajwadi Party leader Ram Gopal Yadav, TMC leader Sudeep Bandyopadhyay, DMK leader T.R. Balu, LJP leader and Union Minister Chirag Paswan, TDP leader Lavur Shri Krishna Devarayalu, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, NCP leader Praful Patel, NCP SP leader Supriya Sule, Shiv Sena leader Shrikant Shinde, Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut, CPIM leader John Brittas, RJD leader Prem Chand Gupta attended the meeting among others. We are now joined by our correspondent Bhupendra. Bhupendra, what is the key update you can bring to our listeners on the all-party meeting held today?
Yeah, Valsa, the all-party meeting lasted 1.5 hours and in the meeting, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh briefed the leaders about the Operation Sindoor and the current situation. Opposition leaders lauded the armed forces' retaliatory action and they spoke in one voice, extending their full support to the government in this critical time. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju told media that Operation Sindoor is still on. He also said that during the meeting, leaders from all political parties gave their valuable suggestions. Mr. Rijiju also urged the people not to believe on the fake news and to believe only authentic information. This was the second all-party meeting after the Pahalgam terror attack and all political parties cutting across party lines have shown their maturity and have extended their full support for the government action. At such a time, all political parties speaking in one voice reflect a strong democracy. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, thank you, Bhupendra, for bringing us all those details. 13 civilians have lost their lives and 59 others were injured in heavy cross-border shelling by Pakistan in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs said the casualties have occurred in Poonch. Last night, the Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Baramula, Uri and Akhnoor areas, and the Indian Army responded promptly and proportionately. The escalation came hours after Indian Armed Forces launched precision strikes on 9 terror bases in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir under Operation Sindoor. We have a report from our correspondent.
On the intervening night of May 7 and 8, Pakistan Army restored to unprovoked firing using small arms and artillery guns across the LOC in areas opposite Akhnoor sector in the Jammu district and Kupwara, Baramula and Uri sectors in Kashmir division. The Indian Army responded proportionately and there was no report of any casualties. The worst hit Poonch sector in Jammu region, which witnessed intense shelling on Wednesday, remained by and large peaceful last night. Hundreds of residents were forced to take refuge in underground bunkers or shift to safer places as indiscriminate shelling by Pakistan destroyed houses, vehicles and various buildings including a Gurdwara and created panic among the border residents in Poonch district and Rajouri in Jammu region. People living in villages near the Akhnoor border in Jammu district were moved to safer places after Pakistan restored heavy firing and shelling. The government quickly sent buses and other transport to help move people away from danger. In view of the escalating tension, the authorities have ordered closure of all educational institutions in 5 border districts of Jammu region, including Jammu, Kathua, Samba, Rajouri and Poonch for the second day today. The administration in Jammu division has also set up 24/7 control rooms in all the 10 districts of the region. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
India's strike against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir have made Islamabad desperate, and it has resorted to spreading fake news and misinformation. It is running fabricating stories of miraculous military victories and heroic retaliation. Such attempts reflect Pakistan's deliberate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception. Here is a report from our correspondent.
Nervous Pakistan is trying hard to shift the focus from nefarious design to protect terrorists and control the narrative with a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. Pro-Pakistan social media handles and even influential political figures are surfacing misleading information. Pakistan's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, made baseless and laughable claim that Indian soldiers were captured during Operation Sindoor. Later, he retracted his statement and acknowledged that no Indian soldiers had been taken into custody. Despite knowing the fact that such attempts are not going to help Islamabad in any manner, the terrorist sympathizers are flooding social media with recycled images, unrelated videos and fabricated claims. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
We would like to inform our listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799711259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi. The meeting came a day after India struck at terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Yesterday, Mr. Doval had reached out to his several counterparts across the globe on actions taken against terrorist infrastructure in retaliation to the Pahalgam terror attack. He had asserted that India has no intent to escalate the situation, but it is well prepared to retaliate resolutely if Pakistan decided to escalate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Pahalgam terror attack compelled India to respond by striking at the cross-border terrorist infrastructure. He said India's response was targeted and measured, and it is not the intention to escalate the situation. Dr. Jaishankar said, however, if there are military attacks on India, there should be no doubt that it will be met with a very firm response. The External Affairs Minister said this while co-chairing the India-Iran 20th Joint Commission meeting along with his Iranian counterpart, Dr. Sayed Abbas Araghchi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Uttarakhand, six pilgrims were killed and one injured this morning when a helicopter crashed near Gangnani in the Uttarkashi district. The accident occurred while the private company's helicopter was en route from the Sahastradhara helipad in Dehradun to the Karsali helipad. More from our correspondent.
Under the guidance of Uttarkashi District Superintendent of Police, SDRF, fire, medical and other disaster relief teams are engaged in relief and rescue operation at the accident spot. According to the police, the helicopter had seven passengers, including the pilot, out of which four passengers are said to be from Mumbai and two from Andhra Pradesh. This helicopter was flying from Sahastradhara helipad in Dehradun to Karsali helipad of Uttarkashi. Uttarakhand Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed grief over the casualties in this accident. The Chief Minister had wished for the speedy recovery of the injured undergoing treatment in the accident. Mr. Dhami has also directed the official to investigate the accident. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, Garhwal Divisional Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey has said relief and rescue operations were started immediately. Local police, local magistrate and SDRF team reached the spot after the incident.
वहां के जो डिस्ट्रिक्ट मजिस्ट्रेट से मेरी बात हुई तो उन्होंने बताया मौसम की कोई ऐसी खराबी नहीं थी और किन कारणों से हुआ तो इसकी तो जांच डीजीसीए की टीम ही करके बता पाएगी कि दुर्घटना का कारण क्या था, कोई तकनीकी कारण था या कोई और इशू हुआ था, तो इसके बारे में अभी कुछ कह पाना काफी जल्दीबाजी होगी.
The Punjab police have cancelled all leaves for officers and personnel with immediate effect, citing administrative reasons. Police sources stated that leave will only be granted in extraordinary circumstances. Similarly, personnel from the State Health Department have been put on alert. They have been instructed to remain available round the clock to handle any medical emergencies. On to sports, on day 5 of the Khelo India Youth Games, shooting events were held at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi. For more updates, let's go to our correspondent Abhishek Kapil. Abhishek, what is the latest update from the shooting events?
Yes, Valsa. Earlier in the 10-meter air rifle women youth final match, Shambhavi Sharan Seedhagar from Maharashtra won gold medal with 251.3 points. In this event, Lavanya Rawat from Punjab fetched silver. Karnataka's Hriday Singh Kondur settled at bronze with 228.8 points. The 25-meter rapid-fire pistol man youth event is currently ongoing, in which Abhinav from Rajasthan is at leading position, with Arun is second, Tejas at the third position.
Right, Abhishek, thank you for that update. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning over northwest central India for the next 5 days. The IMD said hailstorms and gusty winds with maximum intensity are also expected over these regions today. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is also very likely over northeast India till the 11th of May. The Weather Department further forecast the commencement of a fresh spell of heat wave over East India from today. Hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe. A gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius is also expected over northwest and East India during the next 3 to 7 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will face Delhi Capitals at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government holds all-party meeting at Parliament in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Pakistan violates ceasefire again along the line of control. Indian forces respond proportionately. Six pilgrims killed in a helicopter crash in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand this morning. IMD predicts light to moderate rain over east, west, central and northeast regions during the next 5 days. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to face Delhi Capitals in Dharamshala this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.